Hi, I'm Steve Ashley, and on this week's Hot Pipes, I'm going back to the music of 1943 for a great half hour of entertainment. Continuing my 10-week theme of music from the 1940s, today's opener comes from Mercer Ellington, the son of the great Duke Ellington, who was in need of new music due to the continuing musician strike against ASCAP, the American Society of Composers, Authors and Publishers. First featured in the 1943 film A Cabin in the Sky, and with never a truer word written, here's Candy Carley and the Wurlitzer in the Great American Wind Machine Pizza Restaurant in Reseda, Los Angeles, in 1978, where things ain't what they used to be. Thank you. While We're Young, composed in 1943 by Engbeck, Wilder and Palitz, apparently not for any film or show, and played there in 1958 by Guy Melendy on the Wurlitzer in the Joseph Kearns residence in Hollywood, California. Now, if the style sounded familiar, it's because Guy Melendy was actually George Wright, moonlighting from his hi-fi contract on RCA Camden. George Wright was, of course, heavily associated with the Fox Theatre San Francisco, but because of some strange tonal ideas that Richard Vaughan, the owner of Hi-Fi Records, had about George's recordings there, the full beauty of that Wurlitzer wasn't realised in his albums from the Fox. For that, we have to turn to another of the theatre's regular organist, Tiny James. This track of Cole Porter's I Love You, from the 1943 show Mexican Hayride, well demonstrates the one-of-a-kind sound. In the 1940s, there was an explosion of Latin American music, some of it authentic and some pure Hollywood. Firmly in the former category, a Puerto Rican composer, Rafael Hernandez, composed over 3,000 songs in his life, many of which were written in the Cuban style. One of his most famous pieces was copyrighted in 1943, a somewhat frenetic El Cumbanchero. El Cumbanchero, Reginald Dixon and the Wurlitzer in the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool, recorded in 1962 on his first LP for Columbia Records. The 1943 film Higher and Higher was basically a vehicle for the vocal talents of Frank Sinatra, although it also featured Victor Borgia and Mel Torme, and it had a song score by Harold Adamson and Jimmy McHugh. The most memorable song to emerge was A Lovely Way to Spend an Evening, which charted the following year for both Sinatra and the Inkspots. This short arrangement was recorded by David Shepherd in 1975 on the diminutive Wurlitzer of the Rec Cinema Stratford, East London. Thank you. going back to that Latin American craze in 1943, Amor was composed by Gabriel Ruiz in Mexico, and once its lyrics had been anglicised by Sonny Skylar, it was recorded by a host of artists from Bing Crosby and Vic Damone to Xavier Cugat and Ray Anthony. This is a selection from a 1994 concert by Bob Mitchell, perhaps better known for his boys' choir that he formed in the 1930s and which appeared in many films through to the 1960s, played on the Barton organ in the Wilshire Ebel Theatre, Los Angeles. Amor, Bob Mitchell in concert in 1994 on the Wilshire Ebel Barton, recorded by yours truly. I mentioned Duke Ellington in my introduction to today's opener, and one cannot overestimate his contribution to American music through the jazz era decades. One of the songs that he himself composed to thwart the ASCAP recording ban was Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me, with lyrics by Bob Russell, who is also credited with the lyrics for Don't Get Around Much Anymore. Ken Double, currently CEO of the American Theatre Organ Society, made this recording on the Wurlitzer in the Paramount Theatre, Denver, Colorado, in 2008. wind up this week's edition of Hot Pipes, I'd be remiss if I didn't feature at least one of the songs from Rodgers and Hammerstein's 1943 blockbuster show Oklahoma, taped on the ex-Paradise Theatre Chicago Wurlitzer in the Hollywood studio of Richard Vaughan. Here's one of the great West Coast organists, Gordon Kibbe, with I Can't Say No. That's all for 1943 for the time being. I hope that you'll join me next week for a half hour of music from 1944, played on the King of Instruments, the Theatre Pipe Organ. There's also lots more music and links to information about the world of theatre pipes on my website, hotpipes.eu. So please come on by and do drop me a line using the contact form that you'll see in the site menu. Or you can contact this radio station and your message will be forwarded to me. I'm always keen to hear from listeners with requests and suggestions for future editions. Until next week then, this is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes wishing you an organised farewell. And thanks for listening.